So the reason that, you know, I go with the deluxe is, you know, it doesn't feel like it's been long enough to put out a full thing. Obviously, I don't know, you know, if this is the year to be putting out a big, huge album release either, because I can't, you know, go and, you know, I'd much rather do things like this in person and go and do the, you know, TV appearances and the fun stuff that kind of comes along with an album release. And but I always viewed as a fan, I always view it kind of like what you were saying is it's like I felt like the deluxe sometime falls victim to people can think, at least I did, it would be like I'd hear it and I'd go, well, these are just some extra songs that weren't good enough to make the album. And so I always wanted my deluxe to be different. So I wanted it to, we wanted to go in the studio, you know, and cut some stuff that is as good as or better than the stuff that was on the original album. Because I always wanted to show the fans that I was, you know, growing as a musician and as an artist. I didn't want it to just be like, well, he's sitting back trying to make an extra couple dollars off of us. I wanted them to know this is a real thing. We're in the studio. These are songs I've written since this last album came out that I'm excited about. And, you know, there's always new stuff on the way. And I think that's a good way to be able to do both. So you almost get to release an EP on the end of your last album and in route to your next major release.